Welcome to the Catholic Communications Network's Lent and Easter Reflections. 11th of May, Pentecost Sunday. In a moment we'll listen to the Gospel reading, and then we'll hear the thoughts of Bishop Michael Evans, Bishop of East Anglia. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23.
In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you." And after saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained."
Today's reflection on the Gospel comes from Bishop Michael Evans, Bishop of East Anglia.
Just 7 weeks ago, we were celebrating Easter, and we remembered and renewed our baptism and all that means for us. Pentecost is a chance to remember our confirmation and to allow the grace of that sacrament to be renewed in us. I'm sometimes involved in preparing young people for confirmation, and I use clips from films to get discussion and thinking going. One of my favourites for this is Sister Act, with Whoopi Goldberg starring as Sister Mary Clarence. In her own distinctive way, she persuades Reverend Mother to let the sisters go outside the peace and security of the convent into the rather rough and run-down area outside to be with the people and bring God's joyful love to them. That's much of what Pentecost is about. The apostles were back together in their room, still afraid of what might happen to them outside. It's not surprising. There was a very real threat. But God had other ideas, as so often he does. The Holy Spirit came like a hurricane to drive them out of the room into the waiting world outside. And they immediately end up risking everything to talk openly about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Sometimes Christian communities can be little more than holy huddles. People who pray and worship together, come to Mass together, get to know each other well, and care for each other. That's all very important, it's vital, but it's not enough. Easter and Pentecost belong together, as do our baptism and confirmation. Our confirmation was our Pentecost. We've been anointed by the Holy Spirit to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to our world, whatever the risk, whatever others might think of us. And for that, we rely on the strength and courage the Holy Spirit brings, and we put our trust in God. That scene from Sister Act reminds me of one of the great religious leaders of the last 20 years, the Venerable Saha Gosanandra. He was the supreme Buddhist patriarch of Cambodia in the 1990s, and until he died just last year. Many have called him Cambodia's Gandhi. Cambodia was then a country which had been ravaged by American carpet bombing, the time of the killing fields and the Khmer Rouge genocide, famine, great poverty, millions of landmines, a land then still deeply divided after years of vicious civil war. His answer was to revive an ancient tradition of very long pilgrimage walks. These took 45 days and covered about 400 miles. Buddhist monks and nuns walked from village to village into areas violently divided and where landmines were still common. And they did this as a living expression of compassion, peace, and reconciliation. But first, he had to persuade the monks to leave the peace and safety of their temples and put themselves at risk. So he said this to them, "We must find the courage to leave our temples and enter the temples of human experience, temples that are filled with suffering. If we listen to the Buddha, Christ or Gandhi, we can do nothing else. The refugee camps, the prisons, the ghettos and the battlefields will then become our temples." At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit calls us to do much the same. Yes, of course, we come to church to worship the Father, to be united with Christ and with one another even more closely, to be transformed by the gift of the Holy Spirit. But if we are truly united with Jesus, we must go where he goes. We can't be united with him and not also share his mission. Jesus says the same to us, as he said to the apostles, "As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." Like those sisters in Sister Act and the monks and nuns in Cambodia, we're called to risk leaving our comfort zone, our safety zone. As Christians, we're called to a lifelong pilgrimage walk in which we go out together into the world with the gospel, the great news of God's saving, joyful love for every single human being. We'll do that by talking openly about our faith in Jesus, like the apostles that first Pentecost, but also by the kind of people we are, people who bring the compassion, the loving kindness, and the joyful warmth of God to our fellow human beings. We are called to hear the gospel, to live the gospel, and also to be the living gospel for all to hear. And as we do that, let our first word always be, as it was for Jesus that first Pentecost, peace.
Bishop Michael Evans there with today's Easter reflection. For the latest news, resources and information from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk. For our full Lent and Easter section, click on events.